Visit PaneraBread.com/kidseatfree for restrictions.
We'll kick off the All Music Hour to start the workday here on B105.7 after a quick check-in with our resident money-saving mom. She's helping you save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. It's Anne Marie from ChaosIsBliss.com.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Okay, so every American is going to be doing their taxes these next few weeks. Boo. It always gets us really looking at our expenses. So what are some expenses that you can get rid of or significantly reduce? It's not fun and it's not sexy, but looking how much you're paying for car insurance and homeowners insurance, at least once a year can help you save a bundle.
I shop around every few years, and it is amazing the amount that you can save by switching companies.
Right. And, sometimes you just need to even look at your coverage because life changes, and you may not need something that you're paying for. And I know my husband just did this, and I think we are saving like $100 a month.
Wow.
Same with your cell phone plan. I've got a friend. This is funny. She used to switch cell phone companies about once a year because they would always be willing to give her a better rate than where she was at. Isn't that funny?
Talk about a pain, though.
I know. Like, that's too much work for me, but you should pay attention to your bill, and this goes for credit card statements, too. Make sure there's no surprise charges or hidden fees, that can happen sometimes if you're joining under a promotion when you started and then it goes away.
Yeah.
One of the biggest expenses that's hands down the easiest to reduce is eating out. But it's fun, Anne-Marie, I hear you say, right?
That's my favorite way to spend money.
I know. Look, I get it. Friday night comes, and I tell Larry, you're taking us out tonight. I'm not cooking. But,
but
I'm so proud of my husband because up until Valentine's Day when we had a lunch date, he packed his lunch for work every day since the beginning of January.
Aww.
So he's saving us some money. Okay, this might be another boring one, but a huge expense every month is utilities. You can cut those costs significantly by doing things like using timers for your lights and smart devices like programmable thermostat. That'll change the temperature when you're away. And those are all just small changes that can lower your usage costs. And one last one I'll leave you with is to look at your subscriptions. Are you paying for a service or a product every month that you're not truly utilizing? I'll admit I'm guilty of this. I find an amazing training I sign up for, and then life gets in the way, and a few months goes by, and you have to just kind of look at those things. So I'm sure you can relate to some of these, Sean.
Well, my biggest is I pay for a monthly gym membership that I don't use.
Oh, I know. That's, I think we're all guilty of that sometimes.